Members of Parliament are calling for security protection in the discharge of their work. The Deputy Majority Leader, Alfred Agbeshi, says the work of MPs has been at the risk of their security, that the national security apparatus must, as a matter of urgency, provide the needed security to MPs. He made the appeal as the House reconvened after the three-month recess.
Promptly and candidly, by giving us the appropriate answers to the questions. Mr. Speaker, may I make a special appeal to the Parliamentary Service Board and the National Security Setup that MPs need peace to perform their duty. Security of members of Parliament is becoming so porous to the extent that an honourable member is at a high risk, both in his place of residence, at work, and as he goes around in his constituency. Perhaps the time has come for each member of Parliament to be provided with an armed escort and security at wherever he resides, so that members of Parliament can feel free and go about their duty.
Deputy Majority Leader Alfred Agbeshi. The Minority Leader Osei Chimensa Bonsu asked the MPs to be diligent in their work, since the crux of their meeting will be approving the financial statement for next year. He said a lot of time needs to be made to thoroughly scrutinize the budget.
In many jurisdictions, it is increasingly becoming the order that Parliament is engaged early in the budget process, especially in these times that budgets are becoming demand-driven. Our Parliament is not in that league yet. Notwithstanding, as parliamentarians, it is our expectation that the budget will help address our not-too-well economy in order to bring relief to the long-suffering people of this country. We shall have to thoroughly interrogate the principles of the budget to establish how far or how less.
Minority Leader Osei Chimensa Bonsu welcoming the MP. Speaker of Parliament Edwardu Ajahu said the business for the third meeting of this Parliament will require greater input from them. He assured members that although the renovation of the Chamber of Parliament had been stalled, it is still being given priority attention.
I believe honourable members were expecting to have returned to a reconfigured chamber with expanded sitting capacity. Unfortunately, because of the extensive work entailed in satisfying all the legal and procedural procurement requirements with such projects, there has been some delay, but certainly this matter will be resolved soon. As honourable members are aware, the business for this meeting will be a hectic one, as it will include the consideration of His Excellency the President's Economic Policy and Financial Statement for the year ending December 31st, 2014.
You heard the Speaker of Parliament, Edwardu Ajahu.